So we're talking about Netflix today. You think we should give everybody a little heads up, spoiler alert possible?
Warning, warning.
Well, there it was. Thanks, Dan.
Welcome to This, That, and the Other Thing. I'm Danielle with my co-host Stephanie.
What up?
And we're here to talk about all the things. And today that thing is Netflix. So what have you been watching recently on Netflix?
What haven't I been watching on Netflix?
Same.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy how much stuff is out there now. And just on Netflix alone.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of we live in the cable cutter generation here.
Oh, everybody's totally
cutting everything and just streaming everything. So
yeah, all the time.
Right now, Queer Eye. I Ooh. Love it. Have you seen it?
I have not seen it. I didn't even watch the original.
Oh wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. But you know the premise.
Yes.
But yes, there's these fabulous guys.
And they're all different from the original, right?
Yes, they're all different, but they were all inspired by the original Fab Five. And they are just so, they really are fab. Like, awesome. You want to be their friends. You I love them. I follow them all on Instagram. Like, I can't get enough. I can't. Like, the second I watch it, it's like, I got to binge it. Like, I don't get enough sleep because I have young kids. But, like, I will stay up all night and, like, binge it. And the new season came out, and I'm like, I can't wait.
Oh my God, I cannot wait. Jeez, I feel like it just started. I didn't even know there was another season.
Yeah, there's three seasons. They've been like popping them out. Like they don't waste any time. Like because it's so popular. So, but yeah, no, they do a really good job. It really like tugs on the heartstrings.
Oh,
you know, and like you connect with the people. And the very first episode, they had this guy, who, you know, he had been divorced three times, and you know, he would always joke about himself to everybody, kind of like, oh, well, you know, you can't fix ugly. You could put new clothes on me, but you can't fix ugly.
And
by the end of it, I mean, he was like a whole nother person, thinking totally different. And he had really wanted to reconnect with his former wife. He had never quite, you know, I guess they just had kind of grown apart, and they reunited them, and a few months later they ended up getting remarried. So
Whoa.
It's like, it is crazy. Like,
wow, look what that show just did.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Oh, they've done so many things. Like, you see, like, there was a transgendered man on there, and to see the journey from that he endured, he was born a female and he is now he. It's so crazy. Just all that he had gone through to get to where he felt he was. I mean, that's who he was. And even the guys on the panel, they weren't quite familiar with transgender and why people do the things that they are. So I think they're creating a movement where it's kind of helping people understand that, you know, this isn't just a thing. Like, this is someone's life, and how much impact, like, changing a letter on their driver's license meant so much to them.
Wow, you don't even think about that.
No, you don't. So it was that season. That was the second season. That was like,
wow. That seems really awesome. From what I remember hearing about the original, it seems way more intense.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
but like, for in a good way.
Yes, for sure. I think, you know, that came out years ago, and it was just kind of breaking the ice. And
yeah.
People have become more and more accepting, which is sad that it's taken this long.
Yeah,
but yeah, no, these guys are great. And
awesome.
Yeah, I highly recommend it.
All right, so I guess to go on that, like, you know, I need them to be my best friends kind of situation. I have been so into Schitt's Creek.
Oh my gosh!
And Daniel Levy is like my spirit animal.
That's so funny. Oh, God. Oh my gosh!
I can't stop.
I heard they're ending. The next season is their last
I just heard
one.
That this morning. I'm really sad Ooh. About it. I know. I'm only just starting season two. I just I'm like one or two episodes in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's like my spirit animal, and I can't stop watching it. The show is hilarious.
I only saw like half of one episode, and then I got distracted, and I haven't gone back to it. But I've seen like
it's so good.
People talking about it all the time, and Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hare. I like
love.
Oh, I love them too. You know, from all like Best in Show and the way they interact together.
So good. So definitely, I'm like really into that right now. What else do I watch? I have a whole list here.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to like list them all.
Go for it. Okay. I'll jump in.
So Schitt's Creek, Glow, Big Mouth, Ozark, okay. Umbrella Academy, Altered Carbon, Manifest. Wait.
I'm going to stop you. Umbrella Academy. I saw the picture, but I didn't know what is this Umbrella Academy?
It's about people that like are like kids that have like powers that this like, I guess guy kind of found them when they were born and kind of like gathered them all up almost like, mm-hmm. almost like, I don't want to say like bought them, but kind of. He kind of was like, you're weird. Nobody wants you. I'm going to take you. So that is kind of what the premise is. It's all about like they have powers and they're trying to like get through stuff. And
well,
it's
like supernatural.
Yeah, supernaturally kind of, but like superhuman almost too. But then like, I don't know, a little sci-fi-esque.
Yeah.
It's that an interesting.
Sounds like up your alley.
Yeah.
Between you and does John watch it too?
John, I got him to watch it. I watched the first episode and then I told him whether he should watch it or not. And I was totally like up in the air about it until like the last 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, what just happened? Yeah. Now I need to know. So yeah, it's a good one. I recommend that. And then what else on Netflix? Black Mirror, wholeheartedly.
Oh,
yeah.
That was great. We did watch that.
I still have to watch the movie, the Bandersnatch.
Bandersnatch, yeah, which is like an interactive thing, which I also saw Bear Grylls is going to do something.
Yeah.
Interested to see how that works out.
Like whether he lives or dies?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Please don't kill Bear Grylls because he's the best.
I know. I'm imagining it's something sort of like you do the Dancing with the Stars or whatever. Mm-hmm. Is it that? I don't know. I don't watch any of those shows where like the audience votes.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I'm imagining it's something like that. Because you can't do it, like, live. I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe
I'm not
you could.
Sure how
he's out in the middle
out.
Of nowhere, usually. Right.
Unless they film all these. I don't know. We'll have to
maybe he does different things and it's pre-filmed and then you choose your own adventure because, like, a book is already written.
Right.
And then that depends on what episode they are next.
I don't know. But please don't kill Bear Grylls.
No, I know.
We can't live without him. Yeah. I've been also seeing... Totally opposite. Have you seen Nailed It?
No.
Okay. So my husband and I like live for cooking shows. Like we love Great American Baking Show, Great British Baking Show, like kids baking championship, spring baking, all that. But Nailed It is basically
I've seen, like the little clip come up.
Yeah. It's Nicole Byer is hilarious. She hosts it. So basically they bring three people who are not the best at baking. Per se, maybe a little bit challenged. Maybe they can bake, but maybe they can't quite decorate. And they give them these two challenges. And it's kind of like, have you seen something on Pinterest and you try to do it and you're like, oh, nailed
Pinterest
it.
Fail.
Yeah, exactly. And it's hilarious. I will have to put up a picture of one of my favorites, our POTUS. They had to make a cake. That looked like Donald Trump. And this woman's cake was the creepiest demon Donald Trump I have ever seen. It was like so scary.
Oh, God.
But it like we like my husband's always like, I'm going to wake the kids up if we watch this because he just laughs so hard. It's so it's like so light to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sounds hilarious.
Yeah. No. So here's the picture. Here's the picture of. The cake, what it was supposed to look like.
Okay.
And that's what she created.
Oh my God. Well, so like somebody already did the cake?
Yes.
So they're trying to.
Yes. So what they do is they reveal what they have to make. And of course, they give them some small, ridiculous amount of time. Like they don't get nearly enough time. But
it's like all eyes and ears.
He's got like these crazy bloodshot eyes.
There's like no chin.
No.
None. Oh my goodness.
Some of these are just like so funny.
Oh
yeah, that was a shark one.
It's like a good try.
Yeah, I mean they try their best, but
oh my God, I can't believe that.
it's such a great like light show to watch. We love it.
I do like a good one. The typical Food Network ones that were like the Cupcake Wars and all those things. So it seems right up that alley.
Yeah, that's awesome. A good one.
So what else have you been watching?
Mindhunter. Mm-hmm. Have you seen this?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, it's based on this guy who studies serial killers. It's actually Criminal Minds was based off of his life as well.
Okay.
I don't know his name off the top of my head, but he just went into like prisons, I guess, and he's written books on like how to get into the mind of serial killers.
That sounds crazy.
It's really crazy. In this Netflix show, Jonathan Groff plays him. He's Kristoff in Frozen.
Ah, thank you. I'm so bad with names. Really bad.
He's in a bunch of other stuff too, but okay. He's phenomenal in this role. It's only been one season so far. I'm waiting for the second season, but no, it's really good. Really creepy. It kind of gives you that like thrilling kind of thing, but but it's all based on like real serial killers, and yeah, so it's like a cross in between fiction and reality. But
oh, okay.
It's yeah, it's good. Creepy, okay. Creepy and good.
I watched those the Ted Bundy. Oh my god, I can't talk. I have watched those Ted Bundy tapes.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was good. So I imagine this show is
probably like right that.
What's the name
lines.
Of it again?
Mindhunter.
Mindhunter. Yeah, I imagine it's in the same realm.
That's on my list of things I want to watch.
Yes. It's pretty good. I think it's 4 episodes.
Okay.
4 tapes, I'll call them. And yeah, it's pretty good.
I heard Zac Efron was like playing him in some movie.
Yeah, that's what I think is happening coming up. I don't know. I like Zac Efron.
Yeah.
And to me, the way Ted Bundy came across was he was very appealing, I guess, to people. So okay. They didn't shy away from him.
That seems like happens a lot with these serial killers.
So like, I don't know. It didn't seem like, because he was like doing this stuff like in the middle of the night sometimes. I don't know if all the time, but there was a big part of that in this 4-episode series. And like, so he wasn't like seducing the people, but people didn't shy away from him either. So right. I don't know. So I think Zac Efron would probably be good at that.
Yeah. Well,
as long as he's shirtless, we're good, right? Shirtless.
I would tune into that. No, I saw like the little photo, you know, of it when I was scrolling with it, and I thought that was the thing of Zac Efron because the little thing of it actually kind of looked like him. So it'll be interesting to see. Like,
yeah, no, I don't think that's done yet.
Did you watch Making a Murderer at all?
Oh yeah,
both seasons.
Both seasons.
How screwed up?
Oh my god, now, I don't know how. I was for him not being guilty.
Yeah,
and now I don't know how I feel. I'm like on the fence after this season.
Oh, I am like still 100%. That guy is innocent. Like there's
the kid. His nephew.
So sad.
Yeah. Oh my god. If nobody sees that, like he clearly. Even if he participated, he is not capable in his right mind to have done this. I don't know.
It's true.
That's how I feel.
That's true. And it's really poor sad kid. How, you know, they just, I don't know. I mean, they really pinpointed him and coerced him. And
I mean, if the video of him with the officer at the beginning when they were first, like, booking him, if that wasn't proof enough that, like, he was just like told what to say. I don't even know.
Right.
Like, are people not watching the same thing I'm watching? I don't know.
That's just it. I mean, it seemed a little more one-sided when you watch it the first time and if you kind of go in with an open mind. But when you see the second season with all of these things that she's been testing, it's like, yeah, I mean, there's the blood and the spatter. And
I love her, by the way.
Oh, yeah, she's Catherine. So funny. Kathleen Zellner. She's great. Well, and you heard he won the right to appeal. So
I saw that.
Dying to see. So like excited. That is huge.
Yep.
That like never happens. Can you just imagine this guy? This is the second time in his life. This is, like, and
if he someone has it out for him in that town. He needs to leave as much as he doesn't want to, I'm sure.
I mean, it all makes sense. He was supposed to come into some huge $1 million you know, settlement because of that.
Conveniently, right beforehand.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and all at the end of it, you know, the real bottom of this poor family whose daughter was murdered. And I get it. Like, you know, they don't.
They want answers.
Right. They want answers, and they're fine with this if this is the answer. But wouldn't you want to know the real answer? Like, if he really didn't do it, like.
I wouldn't want somebody rotting behind bars and whatever just because I'm like, I need somebody.
Right.
Right. Like, that's
you
not
want
fair.
The right person.
Yeah.
It sucks. But yeah, so Making a Murderer definitely was we're now it's going to be season 3. I don't know.
Oh,
God, probably filming it now is like all this stuff, but
yeah, that announcement.
I don't know. Did you watch Marie Kondo at all?
Oh, God, I got her books a while back and like probably read 5 pages and put them down. But I watched 1 episode. So I must have watched like episode 5 or something. I don't know how that happened, but So it was an episode where she was in a house and, well, I guess she's always really in a house. So she was in the house and she had to take a moment and introduce herself to the house.
Yes.
And she sat on the floor, and I'm sure she does this with every episode, mm-hmm. but I saw that in the episode I was watching, and then I was like, no, you know what? This isn't for me. I can't watch it. I'll read the book. I'll do the method. That's fine, but I can't watch it.
Yeah, we saw that part. We've only watched a couple of them. But it was nice because we were like, yeah, you know, you never really take a moment to kind of appreciate your home. You know, like, I think we live in such a fast-paced life that, like, it does seem a little silly, but, like, I don't know. It's not too much to, like, reflect. But, I don't know. We like it. We've seen a couple we're super inspired to, like, just tear out our house and throw everything out.
Oh, for real.
It's just, like, finding the time.
I'm there.
Oh, I just want a free moment to fold my laundry.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even have kids and I can't find a moment to do that.
That's what I mean. We live in this life that's just so fast paced. So mm-hmm. it's like taking a moment to like minimize and
stop and smell the roses of your own
which
house.
Which is also, I thought she was like older than us. She's like same age as us. Yeah.
It's pretty funny. She's a tiny, tiny person.
She's always so crisp and clean with her like white sweaters and
she's like very put together and like very, I don't want to say like, I guess reserved is a good word too, but like very mindful of herself.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like she's always doing like, putting her hands together. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. She's adorable.
But yes.
Like I can't watch her on TV. Like, yeah. So, yeah, I definitely can't watch that show. No, I have been getting into Big Mouth.
Okay.
And
haven't heard of that one.
No, okay. It's an animated thing.
Did see it. Now.
John Mulaney and Nick Kroll.
Yep.
And so I found out about that show because I watched Oh Hello, and then I kind of like got into them and tried to figure out what else was going on because I'll watch anything that they do.
Oh, okay.
Ever.
I like Nick Kroll. John Mulaney, I've only seen a little bit
He's
of.
He's good. So. Watch some of his stand-ups.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Also, I'm so into stand-up and my husband is not, and
we'll have to have a girls' night.
Yes.
Catch up.
God, I love stand-up. But yeah, so Big Mouth, it's hilarious. It's so the premise of it is like animated kids going through puberty and they have like hormones are happening and they're manifest like they're displayed or manifested in the show as monsters. So they're hormone monsters and they're like there in person and only they can see their own hormone monster and it's weird and it's hilarious and it's just really great.
That's so funny.
Mm-hmm. That's so it's the two premise. Of them going back and forth. And I think Nick Kroll does most of the voices or something. But
yeah, he definitely does a lot of voice work.
Yeah,
John Mulaney has a very distinct voice.
He does. And he can do a little bit of different things, mm-hmm. but it's mostly Nick Kroll. I think. I don't know if anybody
else
is
doing
it.
I think of him on Parks and Rec when he was the douche.
Oh, right. Wow, I forgot about that. I love Parks and Rec.
Yes, they just had a reunion.
Did they?
Yes. Oh my gosh. And Ron Swanson, aka Nick Offerman,
took
doors from the set.
Yeah.
And this was their 10-year anniversary. And he made each cast member an oar, like for a canoe. Like,
God. Are you serious?
Yes, because he's such a woodworker.
Yeah, I follow him on Instagram. Oh, he's got amazing. Great stuff.
Yes. So, how sweet is that?
Wow. That's like, so
because
awesome.
Freaking Ron Swanson.
Yeah, like, of course. Oh my God. Of course. He just needed to serve like a steak on the oar, and then it would have been like amazing.
That's one of my favorite. I love that when he's like at the food store and he's like, oh, vegetarian bacon. He's like, yeah, and he just throws in the garbage. He's like, can I have another? And he's like, oh, just throwing in the garbage. It's the best. He's the best.
That's a good show.
Yeah, throwback that I'm watching right now, Gilmore Girls.
Ooh.
So my sister's really into it, so she's always talking about it. I figured I should check it out. And I get it. It's super addicting, and I can't get enough of Lorelai and Rory and Luke. And they're, like, totally us because they drink coffee all the time.
Yes, they do.
So
constantly,
like,
all day.
This is, like, my life right here. Yeah, no, I really got into Gilmore Girls. Are there any, like, old shows that you've watched on there that you never saw before until you watched on Netflix?
Nothing recently. I'm kind of just doing all the pretty new recent stuff.
Yeah.
I know I definitely, there are things I've seen on there that I'm like, oh, I should watch that again, or I haven't watched that ever, and it's from like 10 years ago. No, but I don't know what they are. Not off the top of my head.
So nice to have those options.
Yeah.
We love the fact, so we still get the discs in the mail, which is one. Yeah. We get one, but that's because they have the Disney movies now, so it's like great for daughter because, I mean, we have Disney movies, but they're all VHS.
Yeah,
and
of
my
course.
Husband refuses to get a VHS, like a
because you can still get them, eBay and whatever.
But, I mean, I don't blame him. It's like the quality is...
You know what? I might have a VHS player for you.
I'll have to work something out. But, yeah, so we just got Cinderella. So tomorrow, that's what we're going to be watching, Cinderella for the first time. It's fun to watch her watching things for the first time. So even though it's not streaming, that's what we're still getting our discs so far. So we've had...
It's kind of streaming.
Yeah. Cinderella. We've had Snow White. Peter Pan.
Ooh, are you doing them in like order of
release? We've just like recently, just like she brought up Tinkerbell, so we got Peter Pan.
Ooh,
and
Tinkerbell.
Then it was like, okay, well, we'll just start adding some of the classics on there. And then
I remember being little and Tinkerbell was like the big Halloween costume for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It wasn't like the thing came out.
Yeah.
Peter Pan didn't come out then.
It's weird how like the waves that happened. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to play a game called What's Streaming, where we're going to try to guess what the show is about just based on the title. And I have one for you right off the bat.
Okay.
It's called Meat Eater.
Meat Eater.
Meat Eater.
Okay. So I think that this show, oh gosh. That could go a variety of ways there.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go with that show could be about a person that's going around town and testing out all the different meats and seeing what place has the best meat.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Okay, meat eater. Hunter, author, cook, and conservationist Stephen Ranella treks into the world's most remote, beautiful regions bringing game meat from field to table.
Ooh, would not have thought that, but that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, he's basically getting meat. He's just hunting it.
He's hunting it. Yeah, yeah. I like that. Is it like, are like people trying it?
There's 3 seasons of this show, actually.
Wow.
But yeah, he's going into all these different places.
Interesting.
Farm, field to table. So yeah, it's an interesting one.
Okay. So the name of mine is A Young Doctor's Notebook and Other Stories.
Okay. So is this Doogie Howser 2.0? I mean, you know how they always redo all these shows. A Young Doctor. Sounds like a documentary?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
So right off of IMDb.
Okay.
In the early 20th century, a young doctor arrives in a small Russian village around the time of the Russian Revolution to work in the local hospital. And it is John Hamm and Daniel Radcliffe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. It was like a... Let's see, they say 23 minutes comedy drama from 2012 to 2013. And then that was it.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Wow. All right.
It looks really awesome, actually.
Yeah, I know. But... I mean, 2 great guys. Mm-hmm. I have to check that one out.
Yeah, I kind of want to watch it now.
We'll add it to the queue. Okay. The Bleeding Edge.
The Bleeding Edge. Ooh, this is an ice skating show. A la Blades of Glory.
Blades of Glory. It's the sequel.
Yeah, so it's a sequel, and they're going for another round trying to get a gold medal. That's what I think.
Okay.
That's more of a movie, I guess. No, but now it's a whole series.
It
is a movie.
It is a movie, yep. This eye-opening look at the fast-growing medical device industry reveals how the rush to innovate can lead to devastating consequences for patients.
Not Dark. What I thought. Wow.
Dark. Directed by Kirby Dick.
Oh. Sorry, Kirby. I don't mean to laugh.
Oh,
that is not at all what I thought.
No.
Okay. The code.
Food. That's an elf reference. The code.
The code.
Food. The code. Sounds like something like, this could go so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like a sorority. There's a sorority and... They need to know the code. And they have, if they don't know the code, they don't make the sorority. But then somebody dies because somebody always dies because they broke the code. and that's it.
And the Scream mask guy comes out of the corner.
Yes, yeah.
No, no. It is a drama.
Okay.
And it actually has yet to air. It's this April, which is in a couple of weeks.
Very current.
The description, a look at the professional and personal lives of some of the military's brightest legal minds in the courtroom, where each attorney is trained as a prosecutor, a defense lawyer, an investigator, and a Marine.
Yep, didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, kind of the opposite of your description. It was a good try.
If you don't notice my theme here, okay, we've had Meat Eater, The Bleeding Edge, and now I have My Husband Won't Fit.
Oh, God. My Husband Won't Fit. How am I supposed to guess this?
Please enlighten me. I'd like to know.
My Husband Won't Fit. Oh, gosh. Right off the bat, I'm going on a vacation and I can't put him in my suitcase. So I'm having trouble, and maybe then, okay, so person is going on a vacation and they're trying to get him into the suitcase because they don't want to actually pay for another ticket, and so they end up having to kill him and stuff him into the suitcase.
Oh my goodness.
And then something similar to Weekend at Bernie's, and he's like he's being manipulated in the chairs at the hotel on the beach. Like, yeah, that's what I think. That's what I think this is. My Husband Won't Fit. What is that?
Yeah,
I have no idea.
It says Kumiko and Kenichi meet in college and build a happy marriage together. But over time, an unusual problem threatens to destroy their relationship.
Oh, goodness.
But I don't know.
Well, what's he not
fitting?
Where
does he not fit into? So now I'm in
her life?
Maybe. Ooh. Maybe.
Now I think we need to watch
that. But there's a picture of her laying in bed, so I don't know.
Oh. Oh, no.
Yikes.
That's a problem. Now I need to watch this for sure. I just need one, like, little snippet of it to find out.
Yeah, we'll have to watch the trailer.
Yeah, for real. So I'll have what Phil's having.
This is a cooking thing. It's food.
Mm-hmm.
And Phil is eating it. It would be funny if... Yes. This is Everybody Loves Raymond Phil.
Oh, no.
And he wants to eat it. This one I had heard of. Maybe.
Maybe. I'm not sure. This is a long description. I'm going to hopefully get through it. I don't know. Let's see. Rosenthal.
Yep.
Phil Rosenthal.
Yep. He's from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Sets his sights on kitchens, both on and off the well-born gastronomic path. Gastronomic path, where he meets those who are keeping traditions alive and creating new ones. Blah, blah, blah. let's see. He goes to 3-star Michelin restaurants and bakeries in L.A. And
we need to film this show so we can, like, go and eat at 3 Michelin star restaurants. And, like,
I think so. He says, Rosenthal says, my mother was not a fantastic cook. Our oven had a setting for a shoe.
Oh.
That seems really awful. It's a terrible dinner. But I've always loved family food, travel, and humor. That's how I connect with people. I'm not your typical adventurer. Yada, yada, yada. Oh, no, wait. That's Seinfeld.
That's Seinfeld. That's okay. Cuckoo.
Cuckoo. Ooh, this is spelled with a C, I think, at the beginning, right? I feel like I
That's
saw
how you
this
spell
come
cuckoo.
Up.
Yep.
Oh, is it? Oh, damn. it's like a... like a drama horror kind of a thing, I think.
Maybe.
No, I just remember seeing two people on the little preview clip thingy, and I, dang, because I immediately thought, like, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest when I first saw it, but it was not at all that.
There's 4 seasons of it.
There's 4 seasons of it. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to stick with the murdering theme, and we're going to go with someone's getting, like, axed in the head.
Rachel shocks her proper British parents when she marries an American hippie.
Oh,
but
yep.
But it's just the first in a series of surprises for the family.
It's what's his face?
Taylor Lautner. From
All the Twilights.
Yeah.
But no, I thought
Greg Davies, Taylor Lautner, and Andy McDowell.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. No, yeah. This wasn't on my list, but maybe it should be. I don't know. Hmm. 4 seasons. People like it.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, how about Blue Mountain State?
Sounds like a college.
Maybe.
Lots of college party mm-hmm. house. College. I'm like on a college theme here. Blue Mountain State. Sorry, I totally blanked out. Okay. Blue Mountain State. Yeah, it sounds like a college, which seems like a lot of partying going on. And they're in the Blue Mountains.
All right. Good guess. This one is three incoming freshmen attending a Midwestern college football powerhouse, Blue Mountain State, must quickly adapt to college life and juggle football, girls, classes, and nonstop hazing.
Oh. I wasn't all wrong.
The photo had like, I think a guy in like a mascot or uniform of some sort. I'm not sure. There's a girl with like short shorts also.
Varsity blues.
Totally varsity blues, but like 2019.
Yeah.
That's actually funny. No, I shouldn't even say that because it was on for a year, 2010 to 2011.
Oh.
Yeah. Still in the 2000s.
I have one last one.
All right.
Period. End of sentence.
Oh. I immediately went to like girls, but it's fine. Period. End of sentence. It's a courtroom type of a situation, perhaps. And I don't know. Some lawyers real good at their job. And every time they're like closing statement, period, end of sentence.
Oh, I like
and
that.
And they always get like, they always get the win for their person. What are they called? Their client? I don't know.
The verdict.
Yeah.
Goes
the verdict
their
is always for them.
You were right the first time. In rural India, where the stigma of menstruation persists, women make low-cost sanitary pads on a new machine and stride toward financial independence.
Is this like a reality
thing? It's 26 minutes long. So I don't know if it's a show, if it just started, if it's a period, end of sentence.
Interesting.
Also known as the bleeding edge.
I don't know if it'd say edge, but it certainly feels like knives sometimes, right?
This is true.
Okay. The 4400.
The 4400. I feel like this could be like a street or like a plane. I don't know. I can't decide which way. Or this could be like the 4400 like people. Like 4,400 people quarantined. I can't read your face, so I don't know.
I'm trying to poke your face.
Yeah, no. Okay, so let me narrow it down. 4,400. I'm going to go with the people. 4,400 people, and they got some sort of disease, and they quarantine them, and they have to figure out what's wrong with them before they die.
Isn't that how all the shows go?
Yeah.
They're in like that bubble, the like government bubble.
They're the 4,400.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. Close, I think. As the reappearance of 4,400 missing persons on a single day confounds the global community, federal agents on the case slowly discover the ways in which the victims have been changed. It's kind of close.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It was pretty close.
That makes more sense.
Mm-hmm. It was people.
It was people.
And there was a government conspiracy involved. The 4,400.
So that's why I was saying either that or like a plane. It's like, the 4,400 Boeing.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of planes, so I watch Manifest. Also a good show recommended.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. There's planes in that.
Oh, okay. The Manifest, does that mean that someone's missing their account?
So premise of the show is that there is a passengers that were traveling and they're on their way back from like a vacation are the main people who were on vacation. And there wasn't enough room on the flight. So some of the family decided to stay for the next one and kind of get like a voucher or money towards whatever they want to use it for, I guess at the airline. And so that plane that they get on ends up going missing for 5 years, I believe. And so the rest of the family had lived 5 years, and then all of a sudden these people show up, and to them, no time has passed.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the premise of the show. Something to know. The most watched show on Netflix is Breaking Bad. Now you know.
All right, it's time for some Would You Rather.
Ooh.
Let's see what we got here. All right, so would you rather have out-of-control body hair or out of control body odor?
Ugh, yuck to both.
Yeah, double yuck.
Hair, body hair, because I can wax that off.
May it take so long, but yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed. Because the odor is just,
you can't do anything about that.
Oh, God. Oh God.
Yeah. Been like, there, done that.
You can don't hide need to go the hair again. Too. Like if yeah, you can't you can wear get clothes. To it one day. Just, or you just wear a hat. It.
Yeah. Like, hopefully it's not on your face. I don't know. Whatever. Hair, for sure.
I like it. Would you rather be able to teleport anywhere or be able to read minds?
Teleport anywhere. I don't want to read people's minds. I'd rather just see things that I want to see anywhere I want.
Yeah, I think reading minds could be a dangerous game.
Yeah, I agree.
But, like, it could definitely have its advantages.
It could.
But then I think it would just, I think it'd be way too many, like, crazy things.
Yeah.
As opposed to.
I think it kind of, to me, goes along the lines of, like, would you want to know when you're going to die or how you're going to die?
Oh, yeah.
It's the same scenario for me. Right. So,
yeah, I agree with that one. Last one here. Would you rather live in the wilderness, far from civilization, or live on the streets of a city as a homeless person?
Wilderness. I don't like people that much, but I would want to be prepared.
Of course you would be, because you'd be doing your Sudoku. You don't care.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I think wilderness, I think I'd enjoy that more overall.
Yeah, I don't know. I love the city, but I don't know if I could swing it
out there. Be homeless, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, you know, we've hung out on our park benches in the city.
Just like once.
For like taking a nap. Yeah, I think I'd go wilderness too. Well, we're 3 for 3. Wow. The same answers here. That doesn't happen often. But yeah, I think, you know, nothing wrong with being out in the middle of like serene, quiet.
Mm-hmm. Is that by yourself, though?
Time to reflect.
Do I have somebody to talk to?
Wait a second. I don't see that. It doesn't say. It doesn't specify.
So I'm going to assume someone's there with me.
Yeah.
Or I have that option if I want.
It's just far from other civilized life.
Yeah.
So
one person is okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm taking my family with me.
Okay. Same.
So, and the dogs. Just in case some civilization comes near us.
Yeah. You never know. Good warning signs. So that is the end of today's episode. Be sure to check us out on Twitter and Instagram at thisthat_pod and at our website, thisthatpod.com.
Yeah, check us out.
And remember, with friends, anything is possible.
See ya. This, That, and the Other Thing with Danielle Messina and Stephanie Rossi is recorded at Landbridge Records. Special thanks to Rigby for providing our theme song and incidentals. Be sure to check us out on Instagram and Twitter at thisthat_pod and our website, thisthatpod.com.
Today, that thing is nothing.